This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday. Well, bulls are back on D Street and they must be saying that thank God it's Friday. In fact, Indian market recouped most of the losses on Friday recorded in the previous session. Now, the Sensex rallied over 800 points while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,000 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex was up 835 points to close at 37,388, while the Nifty 50 was up 244 points to close at 11,050. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom, IT, auto and capital goods space. On the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was up 2.9%, while the small-cap index rallied 2.3%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Bharti Airtel, Cipla, HCL Tech and Bajaj FinServ. Top Nifty losers include names like BPCL, UPL and SBI Life. Now, in fact, we have collated a list of four factors which could have led to the rise in equity markets. Now, definitely S&P stable rating. The global rating agency S&P affirms India's BBB(a)(3) rating while a stable outlook. Now, India's outlook remains stable as the economy is expected to recover post-COVID. That's what the global rating agency said. In fact, it expects India's real GDP growth to recover from fiscal 2021 onwards. So definitely it's a positive news for economy as well as for Indian equity markets. Now, there is a fair bit of stimulus hopes. The Narendra Modi government is just weeks away from announcing another round of stimulus measures aimed at creating jobs and pushing demand as it looked to turn around India's ailing economy, which saw its steepest ever contraction in April to June quarter. Now, that's what some of the media reports were suggesting at this point in time, and that's what led to some bit of short covering on D Street as well. Stable global cues, in fact, Indian market woke up to strong global cues that cemented hopes of some green on the screen. Asian markets closed mostly higher, while Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The S&P 500 gained 0.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 0.37%. Now, there was a fair bit of short covering on D Street in today's trading session. In fact, the Nifty 50 started the October series on a strong note with Nifty rallying by more than 2%. But experts still advise caution. In fact, the index closed above the crucial resistance level of 10,900, which triggered short covering that helped the Nifty 50 to climb 11,000 levels. But the rally was largely on the back of stimulus news. But can we say that short-term bear trend is reversed? Well, maybe not at this point in time. That's what experts suggest. The market spent some time above the psychological level of 11,000. The weakness in the index continues. In fact, the resistance on the upside is placed at 11,300. That's what Manish Antinomani, proprietary index trader and technical analyst at Deen Dayal Investments, told Money Control. Until that is not crossed, that means until 11,300 is not crossed, we cannot summarize that the short-term bear trend has been completed and an upside rally will ensue. On the downside, the Nifty can fail to achieve 10,750 levels. In case the bearish trend continues, in fact, it closes below 10,900, then the downside could extend towards 10,750. That's what Manish Antinomani said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.